This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Are you listening to us on the Odyssey app? Odyssey. That is the way to listen now. You know, you get us on the Odyssey app, which is free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Go to the app store. Get it. 10 seconds from now, you've got it.
Odyssey.
Listen to us on Odyssey. There we are. We hook right up with the Bluetooth in your car. You listen to us there. You go out, put on your headphones, going to work. Keep listening. It's fantastic. Plus, if you miss a minute, our full show podcasts are on there. Odyssey.
Tell your mom, punk.
Right. Oh, my God. Definitely tell your mom. She loves
it. Your mom scissors.
The ultimate audio destination. Music, news, sports, podcasts, and all things Sarah and Vinny.
R-E-D-I-O.
That's the one. Give me the whole thing.
A-U-D-A-C-Y-R-E-D-I-O.
Odyssey Radio. So good.
Oh, there's an extended version.
No, I just felt like I didn't get quite enough. You know?
Another effing remix. Got it.
Another effing remix? Is that what you're... All right. We're going to start with a couple things in... It's not a whole lot, personally. I'm not going to go see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, but maybe some kids will. Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard, McKenna Grace, they say here they reunite with the OG Ghostbusters, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, and Dan Aykroyd. Finn and McKenna play the grandkids of Harold Ramis' character, Egon Spengler. Harold passed away 10 years ago. In this one... It doesn't matter. There's some plot. It's the fifth movie. Who cares what the plot is?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Some
I mean,
plot.
Do you really want to hear it?
So, it is a movie, y'all. Yeah, there you go. That's all
right.
You need to know.
It has to do with ghosts.
The fifth movie. Right. Exactly.
Busting them.
Fifth movie in the franchise.
Boo.
The first since the original director, Ivan Reitman, passed in 2022. And his son, Jason Reitman, who came in. We've met that guy. Remember he came in with Young Hollywood? I think it was like Anna Kendrick and Brandon Rouse, who was playing Superman at the time. And
I do.
Was Michael Cera in there, too?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, that, what a great, And Jason Reitman was there, too. So he co-wrote the script with the new director, whose name is Gil Keenan. And it looks like some of the original cast is coming back, and a couple new characters who were played by Patton Oswalt and Kumail Nanjiani, who's all over the place now. It's great. So there you go. If you can't get enough Ghostbusters, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, I totally.
All right. Here's the one I'm excited about. This is a movie called Immaculate, and we've got the trailer. It's rated R. It's a horror movie, and it stars Sydney Sweeney. She is such an it girl. I love this girl. She is an American nun. And she travels to...
Oh, what in the hell?
I know.
Okay, sorry.
That's fine.
Did I say that into a mic? I mean,
here's the thing.
Casting.
You know, I remember being in CCD. I remember being in, I don't even know, it's like the Catholic church school thing. I don't know what everybody's religion is, but I grew up Catholic. And we had to go, and we had to go to CCD. And questions are not welcome. And even as I've grown older, I've thought, there's the whole Virgin Mary story is questionable in that, I guess if there hadn't been a star and three kings came to find her in the barn, we wouldn't have known that was the baby Jesus. It would have just been another lady who was knocked up. And I mean, I guess we would have assumed that her husband, Joseph, was the father. I don't know. It's whatever. She's a virgin.
Man's.
I mean, the Bible is kind of old. Those stories are kind of old.
Yeah.
So it's, I've thought to myself, nobody would buy that in this day and age, and knowing all the things we know about biology, et cetera. So it's interesting to think that if this actually, if the Lord did put a baby in a virgin, it would be problematic for the virgin. So Immaculate is the name of this movie. It's a horror movie. Starring Sydney Sweeney as an American nun who travels to a remote convent in the Italian countryside. Sounds beautiful, doesn't it? Where she suddenly finds herself suspiciously pregnant. While being told that she's fulfilling some sort of biblical prophecy. That nobody, you know, it's in a special version of the Bible, I guess. The biblical prophecy. So it sounds terrifying. I always do think that, like, God and the devil stuff is the scariest stuff in movies. You know, like the Exorcist or The Omen. There's, you know, the supernatural stuff, like the God and the devil stuff is always, to me, the most terrifying. There's a movie called Stigmata.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the chick's name. It's one of the Arquettes. Patricia Arquette?
I don't know. I didn't see it, but
I'm
familiar.
It was so terrifying. Like, I just, like, because what are you going to do? You know, you a monster. All right, you slay the monster. You're not going to kill God or the devil. I mean, they're immortal. So
yeah,
scary.
Patricia Arquette.
Oh, it was Patricia Arquette. All right, so we're looking at this trailer. We've got all these trailers for all the movies I'm going to mention, and they're up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, this looks pretty good. Kind of creepy.
Well, she's actually a decent actress. I really enjoy her in stuff. I thought she was
casting
really good.
Her as a nun is genius. I mean,
well, sure, because
come on.
Right, she looks
like the hottest nun you've ever seen in the history of the world. Duh. Of course, someone wants her.
In The Handmaid's Tale, I think she plays a. Is she a handmaid or is she like one of the young wives? I don't know. There's a lot of problematic stuff.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney's in The Handmaid's Tale?
She is. She has a short arc in The Handmaid's Tale. I think.
I fell off that a long time ago.
Yeah. I think she's a handmaid. I'm not positive, though, because there's a few young women and so many terrible things happen in that show. It's hard to assign which horrible thing happened to whom. Also in theaters, The Boy and the Heron. Now, it was released last year. It's a Studio Ghibli. It's an anime. It just won the Oscar for Best Animated Picture. And one of the cool things about the Studio Ghibli stuff, it just got, I think Max just got all the rights to it.
What does Studio Ghibli mean?
It's an anime studio. It is, I might even be saying it wrong. Could be Ghibli. I think it's Ghibli. It's this one guy, he does like Howl's Moving Castle and Spirited Away and all these really big anime movie releases.
Okay, so it's a production house?
I believe it is a production house.
Okay.
So that is out again. You can go back, you know, maybe you are into this and you didn't even realize that it was out. It's about a boy who moves to the countryside after his mother's death during World War II and then enters a fantasy world with a talking gray heron. It just won the Oscar for Best Animated Picture. And all of the pieces of this, there's a, I don't know if I have the story right here, but I think they're all going to Max. I mean, all of the Studio Ghibli major motion pictures, okay, they'll be available there. Not yet. This is going back to theaters for a while, so it'll be, unless you go to the theater, it's going to be a while before you can see it. But for all you anime geeks out there, it's back and you'll be able to get that soon in streamers. And a couple limited releases. There's a crime thriller starring Russell Crowe, and it's called Sleeping Dogs. He plays a homicide detective with dementia. And then there's a Bill Shatner, a William Shatner movie. It's called You Can Call Me Bill. And it's a documentary about the life and career of William Shatner. It was entirely financed by fans. It was something that allowed people to own a stake in the film for as little as $100. So if this ever became something, maybe they all get paid back for this. But it's called You Can Call Me Bill, limited release. And we've got the trailer. And it's funny. There's a lot of black and white stuff and old stuff that he appeared on. I'm seeing some Star Trek stuff and other movies, stuff where he's older. Now he's the Priceline guy. This is amazing. Oh, there's Spock. All the biggies. You Can Call Me Bill, a documentary about the life and career of William Shatner. The trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. For some people, as we move over to TV, March Madness has begun, and there is nothing else. If that's you, enjoy. It's all weekend long. Keep checking your bracket. I think the first round wraps up tonight, and then the second round runs all weekend long. On Netflix tonight, there is a movie, or it's beginning today, there's a movie called Shirley. It stars Regina King as Shirley Chisholm, a schoolteacher from Brooklyn who became the first black woman elected to Congress in 1968 and then made a run at the presidency in 1972. So there's a trailer for that, and that's on Netflix. On Peacock today, there's a movie called On Fire. Peter Facinelli, he's from Heroes, but he's also from This Is Us, I believe. And he plays a father trying to help his son and pregnant wife escape a devastating wildfire. I'm going to assume that's set in California. On Fire, it's called. There is figure skating coming to our television. The world...
Stop it.
Right,
it is spectacular.
My dad cries every time he watches it. So, Dad, this is for you, I guess. Heads up. There is on NBC on Saturday night. If you got nothing else going on Saturday night, you can watch the 2-hour special World Figure Skating Championships. Let's see how America does. And then on Saturday at 10 o'clock on HBO, there is a stand-up special called Rami Youssef, More Feelings. Rami is a main character in Poor Things. I didn't know him from anything else, but as I saw this and thought, that's funny. He wasn't a comedian in Poor Things, the Emma Stone movie. But he had a Hulu comedy series that apparently was award-winning.
Mm.
It was called Rami. Or Rami, I'm not sure. It's a Hulu comedy series for which he won a Golden Globe for Best Actor in television or musical, television series, musical or comedy, and a Peabody Award in 2020. So that's something you can still watch on Hulu. And he's got a stand-up special on HBO. So congrats to him. I did not know. I enjoyed him very much in Poor Things, where he plays kind of an old-timey sciencey guy. And now it turns out he's an Egyptian dude. He's an American, but he has Egyptian background, his ethnicity. The House of the Dragon. Now, is this what you were talking about, Vinny? You got to pick a side.
No, I just saw, what I saw was the second season's coming. And I thought, my first thought was, oh, I hope Sarah saw this. So that's the only reason I brought it up, is you might not have seen it. The second thing I thought was, man, 10 years later.
So I think we did look. It is 2022. It's 2 years. I thought it was like a year ago, but I don't know when in 2022 it came out. But it's been over a year, at least. House of the Dragon. Here's the big story about House of the Dragon today. It's back, season 2, June 16th. It's only 8 episodes. The first season of it, I guess because they changed everyone in the cast 3 episodes in. They did 10 episodes. They had to explain all that. So now it's time for you to pick a side. That's what the big story is today. There are 2 trailers. Are you Team Green or are you Team Black? Team Green is the woman who's married to the king who just died, and she says her children are in line for the throne. And then there's Rhaenyra, is that her name, Rhaenyra? She's the daughter of the king. She was supposed to ascend to the throne. And now she wants her kids so she's the queen. And in her world, there's a whole civil war. It's a whole thing starting. And they've got two different viewpoints, two trailers, choose Team Green, choose Team Black, or just choose them both and enjoy the show. Only eight
episodes.
I'm
rooting for Robin Hood. Is he in there anywhere?
No. There's no Robin Hood. Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe they'll add a Robin Hood character. So, June 16th, eight episodes, season two of Game of Thrones. I'm sorry, of the Game of Thrones prequel, The House of the Dragon. It's kind of exciting. All right. Now we'll get to the main story I wanted to get to this break. And I'm just going to read it to you, and then we can chat or not. Maybe it doesn't catch. Here we go. I do not like this story, for the record. Gavin Rosdale, the lead singer of Bush, and Gwen Stefani, of Gwen Stefani fame, split in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Time has not healed those wounds, at least not on Gavin's end, because here's what Gavin had to say recently. In a little interview that he gave. Yeah, I'll give you an interview. Sure. I'm relevant. Talk to me. He said, Gavin Rosdale says, I feel bad for my three kids because I also came from a broken home and I never wanted that for them. Then he kind of went in on Gwen without actually mentioning her by name. This is what he said. He said, it'd be nice if there was more of a connection with the person who made them with me, the kids. I go to a lot of events where there's the other team, so to speak, and I just feel really proud of myself and my consistency as a father. I know in my heart I'm super consistent. I'm handcuffed because I would never want to overly say anything negative about my kid's mom. That's just not right. Except you kind of just did. And, by the way, you're the reason you guys broke up. So the fact that you didn't want your kids to have a broken home is why you shouldn't have broken up your home. So... He apparently, not only did he bang the nanny, but there's been all kinds of rumors about serial cheating with men and women. I mean, I don't know how much of it's true or not, but come on, dude. I don't know on what stage he thinks he wins this battle. And now I'm done talking about it. Vincent, your thoughts?
I don't have any. It's sad that families break up, and it's beyond mature when they can find a way to be inclusive and parent and be together. It's beyond mature, mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound like they're pulling that off. But the ones that do, congratulations. You're awesome because you've decided to make sure the kids and all the parent figures can be together and show some kind of maturity. Congratulations if you're doing it. I can understand if you're not, because there's a lot of...
acrimony.
Injury. Injured feelings. There's a lot. I get it.
And jealousy and new people and just, I hate that person. And I'm with you, Vin. I'm sorry to say it, but I'm going to give it to Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. Like, they're all the best of freaking friends. They're all with new people. They hang out together.
They have a song together after the divorce.
Was it after?
It was after. That was after.
But they're so mature. Uh-huh. You know, not everyone is as wonderful as them. You know, lots of people there. And it's not everybody's fault. Sometimes it's that other person's fault because they're just awful. It's not your fault.
I didn't grow up with it, but I know that having been around Christina, who did grow up in a home with divorce, while both parents remarried, and her stepdad, was very much a big part of bringing her up. Like, she looks at her, who has since passed, rest in peace, Richard.
Rest in peace.
But he was the guy. He was there. He was made food every day and did all the things. And so, but they all got together and they were all around and they all were cool to each other. And I don't know how.
It's amazing when people can do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the bottom line is the kids. And
that's what I'm getting at.
If you can't put your S aside for these people you've made and who you need to model good behavior in the world for, then... I mean, I get it. It's really hard. And sometimes you're trying and the other person isn't going to allow that.
I get
or vice versa.
His side of the story, he's patting himself on the back, even though, and it sounds like, it sucks for him to show up and he's frozen out. But and he's patting himself on the back for still going through the motions because he wants to do that for his kids. It sounds like that situation sucks. I'm sad for everyone involved, especially the kids.
Oh, my God. Definitely.
But also, she has that very successful relationship with Blake Shelton. Like, they look so happy together.
Oh God,
they're such
so
a cute
happy.
Couple.
They're always you think that's together. Forever? Or what do you think? I actually feel like maybe.
They seem really happy.
They seem way too into each other.
I know. It's
she does go all in. I mean, that must get boring after a while, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and yet,
I wish them
that's,
well.
There's, you know, ego involved with your new choice. I think if you've got yourself involved in a second situation, especially if you're famous.
Yes.
I think that how do I put this?
We're twin flames. We'll never part.
Well, that's over the top and ridiculous. But I do think that there's probably a real ego push to make this goddamn thing work this time.
Yep.
Like, you really probably do feel like I'm going to suck it up and deal with whatever comes because I can't deal with another public
spectacularly
divorce,
public disaster.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's
how about
so
a quick
true.
Mini game?
Oh, all right.
When did Stefani and Shelton start dating?
Oh.
2015.
I will say it's later than that because that's when the other ones broke up. I'll say
2015. Yeah,
I don't know. I just
ago.
Threw it out there. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Well, okay. You know, I'll say the reason why I'm so surprised about that is because he's right on the money. 2015.
Oh, my God. She did immediately.
2015 is when they started dating.
That's when Gavin and Gwen broke up.
So they've been going strong for 9 years. Who knows how long they
She gave zero. She was all like, I'm done. That guy looks good. Let's hook that. Let's button that up.
And I think he was more like, I'm still married, but I'm going to go ahead with Gwen because she's
I know that's right.
Well, that's right? The story is they had both just had, you know, situations fall apart and they met on The Voice, right? So
yep.
There they were, probably both bummed. And here's someone with a smile or, you know, a little tickle in your tummy.
A little solace in another, in a nice person. I wish them well. She did. I'll tell you something. He's a farm guy, and I see a lot of posts from them, you know, out on their farm planting this or that or digging up this or that or let's, you know, dig a hole, let's get some pigs, you know, whatever they're doing, things you do on farms. And she is in it. Like, she's got these ugly, muddy rubber boots on, and she's sitting on the edge of her little flower bed, and I mean, maybe I'm crazy, and I probably am, but I'm buying some of it. Like, it really does look like it's important to have that going on when you've also got all this other stuff, because she's also, today I saw a post from her hyping her new makeup line, and it's fun because she talks about who she is and how she decided what was important and who she should be. Do you have a little bit of the audio from that? It's a makeup line called Give.
I don't remember when this obsession started, but since I was a little girl, I have been fascinated with the world of makeup. And I always wished I was one of those girls. But I was just me. I started noticing that just being me is what made me stand out. Looking back on everything I've done and everything I've lived and all that I've been blessed to be part of creating, I now realize it was all leading to this moment, this next chapter. I'm not a makeup artist, but I am an artist, and I'm makeup obsessed. And this is what I got to give.
So Give is the name of it, but it's spelled G-X-V-E. And she's just adorable. Like, you can't pull your eyes off of her. I just really feel like she's a very nice person, and I wish her nothing but happiness on her little farm.
I do think that of the two, of course people side with Gwen. Not only did he, you know, do the nanny, right?
Etc.
But yes. She's also incredibly likable. I mean, she's from where I'm from. We both, that's what kind of, I giggle because I think she's from Orange County and she's on a farm now. She is really working hard to make that work.
You know what's crazy, too, is she is a fashion girl, she's a makeup girl, and she's a nails girl.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if maybe she's got some gloves that, or she just rips those nails off, but man, it's fun to watch them. Like, they're just doing chores. Like, they put up so many chores photos. It's really fun.
That's her thing.
Oh, yeah, look, there she is. She's there on the farm, and she's got the big nails. It's crazy. What is she doing? They're made out of cement or something. It's gorgeous. It's fun. If you follow her, she's a fun follow. That's fun.
Yeah, she is.
All right. I'm done. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Ben?
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area back on the air after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Follow us on Facebook. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the trailers, all the info on videos and stories we've reported during the show.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Spring is in the air at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Join them during their new hours from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And don't miss out on their Animal Connections program, where you can witness the incredible bond between their animal care team and the animals. Plan your visit today. Visit sfzoo.org for more details. That's sfzoo.org. Okay, here's what's happening. We'll begin with, there is rain in the forecast for today. Later today, in most spots, but it's going to happen. So be ready for that as you get out the door. And now we welcome in world traveler and great newsman slash reporter Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Very
man,
good.
Man, you to be are back. A sight good for sore eyes.
Nice to
there
see you.
Was a point on your travels where I was like, I sure do miss Scott Budman. Where is he? And I was like, Bryn, you know, get Scott on. And we're looking and we find you on your Facebook and your Instagrams at Scott Budman, everyone. And there you are. First you're in Australia, then you're in New Zealand. What was the deal? Did you take a family trip? Was this a business trip? What were you on?
No, very much family. My oldest daughter is doing a gap year in Australia and is just over there and loving it and haven't seen her in a long time. So just had to hop on a plane to head over there, see Australia, pop over to New Zealand with her. It was a great, great trip. And I'm still actually jet lagged. I pretend to be a great world traveler here and I'm not. But it is fantastic. And I had not been to either of those places. And I don't know that I would have been if it weren't for, you know, a family visit. So I'm really glad to go. And, it's just gorgeous. You guys
is it
know.
Summer
it's,
there? Isn't that, don't they have the opposite?
Yes. Yeah, they're kind of opposite. So they're just after their summer, they're now into fall, which makes it
fall.
Great. Not too hot, but the beaches are still lovely. And we did a ton of hiking and...
Lord of the Rings stuff?
Cool.
Did you look at Lord of the Rings stuff in New Zealand?
It's funny. So in New Zealand, you can do that as a tourist. And I'm not big on touristy things. I like to get out, hike around, see a town. But I tell you, everywhere you drive, you feel like you're in Middle Earth. And so you, I don't mean to disparage any tourist attractions, but you can see this stuff just by driving around. And if you remember the movies, and we all remember the movies and the books, you feel like you're right smack in the middle of it. Just as you're hiking around. So didn't have to do anything but go. And I felt like I was in that area. Kind of makes me now want to go to, I don't know, what is it, Scotland for Game of Thrones or whatever that was?
Oh, yeah, yeah. With like Northern Ireland and Scotland. I think they do a lot of that stuff.
Wasn't
there.
That Croatia?
They did. Maybe it was Croatia. Yeah, I think that's where, originally, that's where King's Landing was filmed, was Croatia.
Oh. Hey, does your sister, your daughter love it enough that you think you might lose her to Australia? Or is she like, no, I'm here for now and I'm coming home?
No, I mean, she really does like it. There are visa concerns if you're an American. You can go for a certain amount of time and work and stay, but they, you know, it's like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here after a certain time.
Got it. Okay, so
closing time is approaching and we'll get her back. I'm just not sure what's next because she loves to travel. So there you go.
Neat. Well, that's good for her if she's able to figure out how to make it work, because that's when to travel. Right. Not in diapers when you're old.
No.
When you're young and can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tip.
Very much, yes.
So listen, we wanted you on today because this news about the Apple lawsuit, the Monopoly lawsuit, it's not surprising if you look around and you notice that most people are on iPhones. I remember the introduction of the iPhone, and I remembered it sort of just off the top of my head. Something about Steve Jobs saying, we're introducing this new phone, we see the phone market as gigantic, and if we can get 1% of the phone market, and this was in 07 or 08, we'd be happy. And so I looked it up this morning, and they did in fact get 1.1%. of the phone market that first year.
Oh.
Since then, I don't know what their ownership of the phone market is, but
it's
probably
big.
An overwhelming percentage, right?
It really is. Given that they are one company with one phone, the iPhone, they have more than half the market in the U.S., and that's impressive because there are alternatives. The term monopoly is a little confusing here because if you don't want to get an iPhone, there are a lot of choices. There are Samsung phones and OnePlus phones and Pixel phones.
Pixel,
there's an entire operating system. The Android operating system you can go to. So there are ways to get choices, but Apple has really become the choice in the U.S. For more than half of the people. And that just shows part of what the Department of Justice is worried about, because it's not just the phone. People will then use iMessage. They'll get the watch. They'll use the App Store. And part of the suit comes down to what they call a walled garden, saying if you're in that Apple world, it's awfully hard to go out and get other products.
Kind of impossible.
That's not the definition of a monopoly, but they are taking them to court because of it.
Do you think, because I agree with you, I mentioned this just yesterday, in that, sure, I would switch to a Pixel phone, but it would screw up my, I'm on iTunes. That's where all my music is. And I also have, I got the watch, I got the iPad, I got, right. So I find
all my computers,
myself,
everything's synced up. It's all
completely immersed in Apple world, and it would make no sense to jump out for the phone. It just doesn't.
Right, and that sort of works on the Android side. There's an Android app store. There are wearables that are Android that will pair with your Android phone much more easily than with an iPhone. And again, it's not a complete monopoly, though, because you can converse and text with people that have different phones.
Yes.
But that's part of what comes up. People talk about the green bubbles versus the other color bubbles, and mm-hmm. how iMessage gives Apple certain features in the text messaging that you don't get if you're an Android, certain memes and certain video that can't be shared. And that's something that I imagine Apple may actually be forced to sort of give in on if it wants to avoid a big, complicated, very expensive court case. Because there is a way around this for Apple to say, hey, look, we're not a monopoly, and yeah, we're going to be a little more open to the Android world. Because right now, you're right, Vin, if you're in the Apple world, it's an entire ecosystem. It's very convenient to stay in that world and to continue to buy Apple products and download apps from the App Store, even though you can get those same apps from a different App Store on a different phone. It's much more convenient and smooth and efficient, actually, to stay in that Apple world.
Well, the world's gone online, and Apple's only taken advantage of that. That's the reality, is that we've been forced now to bank online, and in some cases,
to our own detriment, like where we've been hacked or we've, you know, we're part of some hack where now our name's out. Oh, we found you on the dark web. Great. What? I'm not.
Where's
on the
that
dark
and how
web.
Do I crush it?
Yeah. How do I get out of there? So there's no question that this has been a societal move, and Apple's just jumped in and made it, as you say, convenient. And that really is where I'm at, which is I could easily switch to Google, but it would be inconvenient. So why would I?
Right.
What's the motivation?
Right.
I like that walled garden. I think that's a really kind and of a cool way to describe it.
I'm looking at an article right here. Apple gives green bubble texters a social stigma. Now, I can tell you, I used to jump around on phones trying different stuff. And a lady I knew, this was many years ago, was like, why are you green? What did you just do? What's going on over here? Like, and she truly was alarmed. And I was laughing like, that's ridiculous. I'm on a Google phone. Who cares? And clearly, and then Sarah has also, we've given Alex or someone else a poke in the ribs for having a green bubble.
It screws up photographs and videos. Like in my big giant family chat, it's green and I don't bother posting anything up there because they're not going to be able to see it and I'm not going to be able to see what they say, what they send.
The Apple, real quick, Scott, let me just say this. Apple, the SF Gate says, Apple gives green bubble texters a social stigma. From the Department of Justice lawsuit, which seems really ridiculous, but they go on to say certain demographics like teenagers will feel that more than a grown-up who would say, ah, shut up, Sarah.
Who cares?
Or, get out of here, right? So anyway.
No, and I think you're right. And it sounds silly on one level, but look, I mean, recently Tim Cook did one of these rare interviews and they said, hey, you know, Tim Cook, the interviewer said, my mom gets a green bubble and she feels weird about that. And Tim Cook's response was, tell your mom to buy an iPhone. And I get that from a, hey, it's my business perspective and this is my company and you should give me more money. Mm-hmm. But that also speaks to Apple, and I don't know how to say this other than not being equal to Android users that are on the text chat, right? And you're right, I guess. Many of us don't care about this. I've seen the green bubble. It doesn't stigmatize me, but I get it. It's different. And if I can't get certain videos or certain memes or whatever, it does make it a little bit unequal. And that's what the Department of Justice is saying on a larger level, but we can take it to that text message feature. I think there is a way to avoid a monopoly trial that's going to cost everybody tens of millions of dollars and enrich lawyers and make this drag on literally
tax
for
dollars,
years and could eventually lead to, possibly breaking up part of the company. That's one of the threats here from the DOJ. And that would be Apple taking a move to say, we're going to make Android users feel better in the chat. We're going to make them have easier access to our app store and our memes and our videos. It wouldn't be too hard. I don't think it would hurt their business. And it would maybe even convince some Android users to say, hey, you're right. It is a little better over in that walled garden. And then everybody wins and the case goes away. If not, this could last a while because even things as trivial as a green balloon are somehow, this is now a Department of Justice federal case against Apple.
Right. It seems
it is
very
kind of
small
incredible.
Time.
It does.
Like, are you kidding about that Department of Justice, really? But so we're talking to Scott Budman about the Apple monopoly lawsuit from the Department of Justice. It's happening. And I'm curious if you think that what you just mentioned, which is Apple will cave on some small piece of this storyline in order to make it go away. Is that how you see this playing out?
I mean, I'd like to see it playing out because there are so many more important things that our government and our big tech companies can do than fight a lawsuit over something that really doesn't feel like antitrust or a monopoly, but on the other hand, does exclude some users. And I wonder just how far this is going to go. You know, we're seeing this sort of with this proposed TikTok ban. Is it really going to go all the way to a ban, or are the two sides going to come up with some way to make the data stay in America? With Apple, I would say the two sides really do have a path to avoid court and to avoid any talk of a breakup. But Apple does have to give a little bit here because it has been phenomenally successful with how much money it makes, not only with the iPhone, but with the iPhone ecosystem. And that's what's kind of on trial here.
What's interesting is Google's had, and I believe Google is Android, right? So Google's had their right. own issues with these kind of antitrust monopoly situations. So I would feel like they would be careful, treading very carefully here. If they go too far on one end or the other, it could be used against them in another situation. No?
No, you're absolutely right. And if Apple and Google say, hey, we're going to work together to make this Android iPhone feud go away, all of a sudden there's something else for the federal government to look at. Like, wait a minute, two of the richest, biggest tech companies are working together? That sounds monopolistic. We can't have that. And so you can't have iPhone and Android technically work together in the same garden, but somehow keeping them separate is raising the shackles of the feds. And so it's a really tough line to walk here, but I think there are ways that compromise can be raised, and then Android users won't feel social stigma when they're texting with their iPhone friends and family.
That's Scott Budman, ladies and gentlemen, from NBC Bay Area. You can find him on all of the socials at Scott Budman, and also on TV at NBC Bay Area. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you, and good to have you back.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, you guys.
Welcome
good to see
home.
You.
Talk to you again
you.
Soon.
Talk soon.
All right. Scott Budman, everyone. So, all right, there's that. I could do so. Should I do a story? Do I have time
sure,
to do a story?
Sure, you do
guys?
Have time. Yep.
The term office goggles. Have you heard it? It's
office
like
goggles.
Beer goggles.
As in, I work near this person. It's like, kind of like a Arnold syndrome. Like, this lady just keeps being bending over, getting the dust off of stuff.
Well, not
I
quite.
I can't
like,
help but be attracted to her because she's so nearby.
It's where you think someone's hotter than they really are. Instead of it being alcohol, though, it's caused by repeated exposure to the same person at work every day. And I absolutely believe, to some extent,
yeah.
There are those relationships where you see some really good-looking person with some average-looking person, and it's because they got to know each other at work. And they fell in love because they really like each other, as opposed to... And that
they didn't go on a date, and like the expectation wasn't we're going to be together. They just, over time, got to know each other and fell in love.
The repeated exposure does, it's office goggles. That's what they're calling it. I think it's probably very true. It's also, if you are working in a corporate setting, you probably deal with this in your little, I don't know what they're called anymore. They've changed the name a few times, but you have to take these classes.
Yeah, they're like online tests where they give you an example and you tell them about all the things that are wrong with it.
And you can't fast forward through it to just answer the questions. You've got to listen.
Yep.
We do a lot of those
here. We need you to pay
here.
Attention.
We have those here at Odyssey. I don't know. Maybe you don't where you work.
You probably do. Everybody. Jesus, everyone's. It's like compliance stuff.
Yeah. Yep. HR stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
You know you're not supposed to be with someone from work, but the term office goggles is real. It's trending after some blogger posted about it on TikTok. Again, it's like beer goggles, but there's no alcohol. It's just you work together.
Well, and the thing with beer goggles, too, is that's sort of, it's someone's getting better looking the more drunk you are, and you're just looking to hit that. The thing about office goggles is it's the long game. It's not, I just need someone to go home with tonight. I'm seeing this person through the lens of the place that I work and how amusing they are, how my heart twitterpates when they come into the room.
I think in a workplace setting, too, you feel empowered. And over time, you're able to release the real you. You can be charming and someone who has maybe no game in general, ever. And would walk into a room and be just a fly on the wall because they've got no ability to sort of take over the room or command, attention or whatever. In a situation where you work with someone, you can slowly work on them. And slowly they will
over
come
time,
to see you in
so
a different
funny.
Way.
Funny. Just like so quietly funny. That dry humor. You just get the little zinger in there every day.
They also mention here, the most dangerous... Of the two is the combination of the two.
Oh.
As in, you've got work goggles, and then you go out after work and have some beers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in real trouble.
Or it's the office Christmas party.
Anyway, the article on TikTok or the storyline on TikTok, and now it's in the New York Post, is simply be aware of it. That coworker situation can be dicey.
Yeah.
But it's very real. Office goggles.
You know, the thing, too, about having something going on like that in your head, whether it's just in your head or it's in both people's head, like, office crushes keep work interesting. They're not, they often end in absolute disaster for one person or another person or their outside relationships, but it keeps it interesting, and people are just, these are the people you're with all day. So you get to know them, and
sometimes good things happen and sometimes bad things happen.
415 says, Sarah has office goggles for Jane.
That is true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Over time, I've just become, you know, Jane is just, she means the world to me.
Green Bubbles, cry me a river. That's so funny.
I sort of felt that way too.
I agree. But, like, are we really going to bring up the bubble situation in this lawsuit?
But it is true. I give people crap for having a green bubble. I roll my eyes at a green bubble. Like, it's wrong. I just realized how hurtful that is to the green bubble people. Aww.
Well, it's frustrating, though.
We literally made Alex switch.
They'll send you a nice video, and all you see is a big fat blur. It's what is this? I want to see your video. I do.
Right. So, can you send me a link to it? Because I cannot see this. Please.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Of course, I just navigated away from it. New music today, including some new stuff from Olivia Rodrigo.
Shut up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.